Just a little note from Proverbs 12:24. Solomon says, "The hands of the diligent ones shall rule, but laziness ends in slave labor." Solomon has an awful lot to say about the condemnation of laziness and the blessing of hard work. And although the Proverbs are all true on one level, I have said before, and I'll repeat it, that Solomon still has his own agenda in a lot of the things that he's saying, and he's using divine truths at times to justify himself. What he says about laziness and hard work are, as I say, true, and are sort of true to human observation as well. But I think that he is using this truth to justify himself. By nature, he was not lazy. He was wired to be hardworking. You read his autobiography in Ecclesiastes, and he talks in the first couple of chapters of how he zealously did this, that, and the other, how he gave himself to all sorts of things, to agriculture, then to cattle raising, and to building palaces, to building great building works, to doing this, doing that. He was wired to be very active and hardworking. Some people simply aren't. Some people struggle with depression, with low levels of motivation, etc. It's all part of the wiring that we have. Now, I'm not saying by that laziness is okay, but I'm also saying that it is a too simplistic line to draw that the lazy are unwise, the lazy are condemned, the lazy get into problems that are solely their problem and it shall be their problem, whereas the hardworking are blessed and close to God, etc. That is far too simplistic a line to draw. And so Solomon is using divine truth to justify himself and to make himself look good. And we've got to ask ourselves whether we do that. For example, somebody may have a good memory and quite a sharp sort of mind and have the ability to pick holes in other people's arguments very easily. And so they arm themselves with scripture, they arm themselves with God's truth about a certain doctrinal theological area, and off they charge into debate with Jehovah's Witnesses or other Christian folks whom they disagree with, which all, you know, has its part to play in the wider witness that we make. But I'm saying that just imagine such a person, given that mindset that they have, type A personality, and they rush off into theological gladiatorship, to quote from John Thomas. And yes, they're using God's truth, but they're using it actually to sort of stoke their own ego and to justify themselves. I mentioned that John Thomas used the phrase theological gladiatorship. At the end of his life, he wrote that he regretted that he had spent so much of his earlier life doing this kind of thing. I think in his maturity, he realized that the Spirit of Christ was not always there in all that stuff. And so there's a lot of other examples where you can use God's truth to justify yourself. I should entertain my poorer brothers and sisters. I should have them around my house. And so the wealthy couple decide that, oh, well, that justifies having a fantastic house, fantastic furnishings, spending huge amounts of money on making the property absolutely perfect, which is what everybody with money is maybe tempted to do. It's just behaving in a totally secular way. Because I need every now and again to entertain my Christian brothers and sisters. You can look at your own life and start to discern the sort of areas where you may be tempted in this. And he goes on that laziness ends in slave labor. Well, at the end of his life, Solomon was abusing his own people. And when he dies, the people come to his son Rehoboam and say, "Your father whipped us." And they use the language that's used of the Egyptian taskmasters whipping the Israelites in Egypt. And that is how Solomon ended up treating his people. And he justifies it here. I think these are the seeds that eventually came to full term in his abuse of his own people. He says laziness ends in slave labor. You've got to treat people like that because they're lazy. You know, this is the same mentality of Nazis running labor camps and death camps. People are lazy, so therefore you've got to torture them. Therefore you've got to abuse them. Drive the laziness out of them. You know, work makes free, and all this kind of terrible reasoning. And so this is seen in Solomon, I do believe. And he abuses people at the end of his life because he's driven by this idea that I am a hard-working kind of fella, therefore I am okay with God. And these people, in his opinion, were lazy, therefore I can abuse them, therefore I can mock them, as he does in the Proverbs, that the lazy person is hungry and it's their fault, etc., etc. And yet this comes very close to justification by works. And what did it do for Solomon personally? Well, taking Ecclesiastes as his autobiography, I'm afraid at the end of his life, he turned away from faith. And in fact, the historical record says that in so many words, that in his old age, his heart was turned away by his wives to other gods. And he built temples for all these other gods and worshipped there. And the wonderful temple he'd built for Yahweh, he was no longer interested in because he didn't worship Yahweh. He worshipped these other gods. His heart was turned away. For all his focus upon works, and for all his seeing that works are paramount, you can see what it led to with him. Now, I'm not saying, of course, that works are irrelevant, but the point is that we are saved by grace, and the works we do are not in order to be justified with God. They are done from a deep motive of gratitude, that I was saved by grace, by a pure gift, by faith. And I'm simply deeply grateful. What can I do in response to that which has been done for me, free and for nothing? That is the basis and the motivation for works. And unfortunately, Solomon doesn't get that at all.